It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does a couple times a month, I've got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. And, you know, he always likes to talk about what's going on in the county or what's coming up and specials and things like that, then highlight one, you know, division of the county. And then we'll talk about the latest commission meeting goings on. So, Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
So let's start right off the top of everything. We had the, we've had some great events going on. I mean, Emery County is coming out of the fair and Castledale Days and Elbow Horse and Buggy Days and Cleveland Days and all those other good things. We did have an event, and we talked about it probably a couple of weeks ago. It was the big catfishing on the green, and you said that that was a pretty big success, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. There were 130 participants. The catfishing was actually pretty good. I was able to participate with my son and a couple of his friends, so we enjoyed the fishing tournament. The biggest catfish that came out that weekend was 30 inches, and so it was a beautiful catfish. Anyway, it was good to get out, enjoy the Green River, and so if there's any interest next year, of people interested in catfishing, this will continue to run. So excited about that. A couple other events to mention, too, would be Melon Day sign-ups for Green River, if you're interested in softball for men's and then co-ed. So Melon Day's sign-ups are going on. And then also the ATV Jamboree this fall in Emery County, those sign-ups are starting. So if you're looking to get your ATV out there in the nice fall weather, and they are guided tours, and so you can go to the ATVJamboree.com, I believe, to get more information on that one.
So still more events coming up, and yeah, Melon Days is one we can't forget about, and we'll talk more about Melon Days with you and with the folks down in Green River the closer that it gets, because that is always a big event and a big deal for them.
Yes, yep, it is. It's a good time, and everybody can eat their watermelons and grab watermelons to take home, and their parade's always great.
Always a good time. All right. And then you always like to focus on one department or one, you know, a group or anything like that. And today you wanted to talk about the museum, because they had a little bit of a tragedy happen there at the museum with the director. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, just talking about it with a heavy heart. Our museum director had passed away this last week, and They just have done such a fantastic job, and we're going to miss her. Just preserving our heritage with everything Emery County and the museum, with the dinosaur, the Indian artifacts, and as well as our pioneers and our heritage. So if you have a chance coming through Castledale or Green River, stop by the museum. But yeah, we did lose our director, and we're really sad about that. And we just wanted to highlight them and all the work that they do to preserve our heritage. And so wanted to highlight them.
And it is a fabulous museum over there in Castledale. So if you have the time, go check it out. And yeah, I didn't know her, but I see the outpouring that's coming for Tiffany, and quite an impact it looked like she had on Emery County.
Yep, she was. Just her personality and the way she presented herself at the museum. So, yeah, just wanted to give our thoughts out to them.
All right, and so then we'll kind of wrap up talking about some of the goings-on at the commission meeting. And the first, you have new members to the travel board over there.
Yeah, we do. So we approved in commission yesterday a few new board members. So Travel Bureau, Lacey Hardman, Brad Walker, Terry Bennett, and Danny Van Wagner to serve on the tourism board. We also approved Nicole Steele as on our Emery County Economic Development Board. And so those are some boards that are important to our community to help grow our community, not only economically, but look at using those TRT dollars to benefit the community as well through the tourism board. So we'll be happy to have them on board.
And then to wrap up, you guys are going to restructure the EMS over in Emery County. So let's talk about that for a moment before we get out of here.
Yes. Not a lot of huge changes, but we will restructure the board a little bit to give a board member from each city, a voice on how EMTs run and EMS. The main goal is to get the ambulance and services to our community as quick as possible as we have emergencies. So it'll be nice to have that board. So it'll function more like a special service district, a little bit more independent of the county. We'll still be a huge support as they're an arm of the county, but they will function a little bit more independently through city support and county support. So I think it'll be a good change. Not a lot of differences, just more involvement from the cities and the community. So happy to see that a little bit restructured, and we'll see how it goes moving forward.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time, and we'll talk to you in another couple of weeks, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, Dave. See
you as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.